Hi there, it's Amy Guth, host on WGN Radio.
And I'm Rex Hupke, a terrible columnist with the Chicago Tribune.
Discourse is at an all-time high in this country, and we're very civilized, and we're thoughtfully...
Shut up, Amy!
I said we're thoughtfully having conversations.
Stop it! Cram it!
Shut up right now!
For
you
God's
shut up.
Sake!
I swear to God, I will go over
there.
Punch you! You! So, in a civilized way, let us take a look at what's happening in political headlines right now. Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Guth and Hupke on Politics. You know what's exciting, Hupke? It's
what?
Exciting to me when people listen to our podcast and tweet us to prove that they listened. They'll, like, say something that happened, not just like, cool story, bro. But they're like, hey, that thing that you said was cool, or hey, I agreed with this, or thanks for this. That's so exciting to me because we joke a lot about our 9 listeners, but deep down, I really believe there are like 7.
Seven, that's lower than 9.
So I think there's 2 that are just being charitable. So it's very exciting to me when people actually acknowledge listening and are willing to do so in a public forum.
I think they are legion. I think there are actually thousands out there. They are just they're just a little quiet, except for occasionally.
No, I could see. Yeah.
I've had surprising people. I've had actually people who I have had no sort of direct contact with in terms of like, you know, saying... talking about the podcast,
yeah,
promoting it, who are like, oh yeah, we really like the podcast, you know.
I've gotten
reader emails from people who've read my column and said, and I actually just got one. As a matter of fact, I told this incredibly nice person who wrote it that I would tell you this, and then I didn't. It was just a day.
Way to be an asshole.
Yeah, just a day or so ago. But she said, I love listening to you and Amy. So
there might be double digit listeners at this point.
It is possible. We are into the literally tens of listeners.
Tens of listeners. This is getting exciting. So here's the thing that I did as an experiment, Hupke. It's not necessarily responsible, but for like a news gathering, but I'm trying an experiment right now.
Okay.
I have blocked the word Trump out of my Twitter timeline for 24 hours.
Oh, interesting. And it's just empty, right?
Ain't nothing to do. There's nothing happening.
Literally nothing there.
Literally nothing. I've seen a lot of people tweeting about their dogs and their vacations to Michigan. Also known as the Irish Riviera.
Nice. Hey, I like Michigan. Careful.
I ain't knocking Irish or Michigan or the Riviera.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Saying.
Gotcha.
I lack a vacation home in Michigan. Mm. Therefore, I can only imagine what it is like. I've driven through it to go to Canada. Mm. That's all I know about Michigan.
Gotcha.
That's it. Anyway, so I
just lost our Michigan listener.
I know. Our one Michigan. Well, fuck them.
Yeah.
I want to go to Michigan. I've heard that New Buffalo is a lovely place.
Yeah, St. Joseph.
There's some kind of ice cream there that's ridiculous that everyone's like, it's worth the drive just for that.
Yes. I actually think it's called Porky's or something like that.
Cream?
Yeah, no, it has I know. It has a crazy name.
Why would you besmirch the name of the finest comedy trilogy in all the land?
Yes.
Why name it after ice cream?
Ice cream. Yes, it's a lot of nudity at this ice cream place.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. I'll figure that out. But anyway.
Okay. So anyway, so I have done that. I'm almost through the 24 hours. About 5 p.m., it'll be 24 hours that I blocked Trump's name out of my timeline.
Interesting.
It's weird. I mean, I keep having to go to Google and just punch in Trump just to see what's happening.
Well, this is, you know, it's such an interesting thing. And I wrote a column that went online this morning, in tomorrow's paper, about Trump. But I wasn't going to write that column. I was about halfway, a good halfway through, just a different kind of silly column. Last night, around 11 o'clock at night, hoping to finish and, you know...
Last night at 11 o'clock at night.
And skid... Sorry.
Tell it, Hupke.
Hey, come on. hoping to finish up and skitter off to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I read some of what he said during this rally in Ohio last night where he was referring to these animals who come. And he's talking about these our beautiful, beautiful young women. And it was really creepy. It was like...
He's a creepy dude. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
Hupke.
But the way
a creepy dude.
The way I wound up phrasing it in the column was like, if you were in a bar sitting next to a 71-year-old dude and he started telling you the story, you would walk slowly away. And this is...
I don't know how slowly I would walk away. I would get the fuck out of there, though.
And this is the president. So anyway, I read that and I got incredibly pissed. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Because just earlier that day, I was talking to my editor and I'm like, you know, I try to balance what I write. I try to, you know, make sure that it's... I mean, I write a lot of politics, obviously. Mm-hmm. I just like we talk about politics here, but I also try to mix it up and have different stuff. I don't want to be a one-trick pony. I don't want people to get sick of me. But I was like, damn it, I'm not going to not write about this because this is weird. And coming off this Boy Scout crap, this is weird.
Which was super weird.
And we can get to all that later. Yeah. But I just, the point of this, though, is that, you know, you're talking about like sort of filtering Trump out of your timeline and there's virtually nothing there. It is honestly, it is hard to not constantly write about this stuff because it is an affront to our humanity in a lot of cases. So not whether you're a columnist or you're a radio broadcaster or you're just a person who on Twitter or, you know, who cares about these things, it's hard.
Yeah.
So I can see why you would filter it out and there would just be a, you know, the vast emptiness of space in your timeline.
Well, luckily I follow enough people that still say 45 and the president.
Oh, right. So you're still getting stuff.
I still see, and I haven't blocked him.
Or ass face or something.
And Cheeto still gets me where I need to go.
Orange ass clown.
That still shows up all the time. Right. Actually, surprising number of people use that very term. So it's not like nothing. And I still see people retweet him, which is interesting, but nonetheless.
Oinks. That's the name of the place in New Buffalo. It wasn't Porky's, and I apologize.
I was like, what are you saying to me right now?
Oinks! Rex is having a stroke.
what are we playing? Mooing?
Cut the mic. That place is the New Buffalo ice cream, and I have been there, and it's delicious.
All right.
But it's called Oinks.
I'm on it.
And I did think the same thing. I'm like, what a curious name for...
Yes. One day, I perhaps will have an automobile, and I will drive myself to that place.
Oinks.
And I will say, automobile, let's go to Oinks and eat the ice cream and then drive home. That's what I'm going to do. I don't have an automobile.
Anyway, sorry. That was
slightly
non-sequitous. Non-sequitizical.
Right. So, so actually, let's back up to the Boy Scouts for a minute.
Sure.
Because the fuck exactly. It was... I don't even know where to start with the Boy Scouts. It was weird. It was manipulative. I mean, all the things we expect, we know and love about El Presidente were all the factors were present. But what in the fuck? It was just so weird. I mean, it was like a lifted hand away from being Hitler Youth Rally. It just seemed so weird and like fascist and no.
Yeah. And, a lot of people were harping on the scouts that were there, and I didn't particularly like that. I would guess, I don't know this, purely speculation, I would guess demographically speaking, there's probably a good percentage of people who are scouts whose families are supportive of Trump. I would just say not all, but you know, there's definitely going to be a percentage.
Show your math.
Well, because if you look at Trump voters, people who tend to be relatively conservative, relatively Christian, it's a Christian organization. Up until recently, didn't allow gay people in. I mean, there's a lot of it's a very conservative organization.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of Boy Scouts whose families were huge.
I mean, both of the Guth children were scouts for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, of course. And also, we can get to this momentarily, but the backlash. Kudos to all of those scout families out there. People flipped out about
Scouts
flipped out about it because, and so, but
I don't think it's fair to go after scouts.
Right, but my point is that you're right. The cheering scout, the thing I didn't like about the Hitler Youth comments was that it was sort of implying that the scouts were doing something wrong, and they were not. They were simply, I think, you know, they're in a big crowd. Like it or not, he's the president of the United States, and that's it's like a celebrity kind of thing, and whatever.
Yes. And
so I don't blame them for whatever.
No, they're kids, and also, I recall I was a Girl Scout for a very long time, and I recall going to shit and they would specifically tell us, sit down, be respectful,
sure, yeah.
Clap when the audience claps, don't talk when everyone else is being quiet. Like they were, I'm not saying they were all told that, but there's probably some degree of, hey, motherfuckers, we're taking a field trip, be respectful and clap and participate.
Right. And, you know, on the flip side, the scouts themselves, I'm like, what the hell? What were you thinking? What did you think he was going
to
do?
Why did you do that?
Have you not paid attention to this dude? Get a videotaped thing like they got from Obama. And I think part of the reason Obama didn't go was because he was controversial, too. People would have had, I mean, he could have gone there and said anything and certain people would have flipped out about it and found fault in it. But, I mean,
like racists?
Yes.
Yes.
But Trump goes and gives basically a stump speech.
Yeah, it was. That's what it felt like. I mean, it felt like It still feels like he's not stopped campaigning.
No, because that's all he cares about. That's his golden moment, you know?
Yeah.
He talks, oh, the way the map turned red. Oh, what a beautiful night. You remember that night? And these kids, I mean, what are these? You know, half these kids don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
They were sleeping. They don't give a fuck.
And then he starts talking about yacht sex, and it's like, what?
Okay, that is where.
And that's where it got creepy. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like,
what do you say? It got real interesting.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it was just, I mean, he didn't say yacht sex, but he talked about a yacht.
He implied that there was some wild sex on a yacht.
Yeah. The sexual innuendos were heavy. And these are like mainly preteen boys. I mean,
Well, you can't, it's never too early to start them on the fucking locker room talk, you know, Hucky.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was just you know, come on, man. Like, have a little shred of decency. I mean, you couldn't just, look, he could have gone there with a nice inspirational, positive speech and just said the damn speech and gotten out.
Made it short, just been like, yay America.
Yeah.
Yay Scouts.
Right.
I'm out.
Yeah. And there might have even been people like you and I who would have said, hey, you know what? Good job. He's given,
he showed up. He said a thing. He kept it cool.
Right.
And he's out.
Right. Yeah. Right. He said some things that were positive and hey, good job. But you know, but no, I mean, it's just, that was crazy. And now back to the, you know, the Scouts and the Scout families. I mean, you know, across the political spectrum, they were responding like, oh my God, no, this is not supposed to, we're not a political organization. This is, a lot of this wasn't appropriate. I didn't like this. This was horrible. Like, what on earth was this all about? And I saw so many people online saying, we were thinking about, you know, having our boys join the Boy Scouts no more. We were thinking about our girls. I mean, the Girl Scouts didn't really have anything to do with this. So I thought they were being unfairly maligned, but still, I mean, people were really, really mad, and not just like, you know, hardcore anti-Trump people, but just a lot of people. You saw a lot of people like, I was an Eagle Scout, and you know, like an older person who's like, it helped me, and I can't believe this doesn't stand for anything I believe in, and blah blah blah. Man,
yeah,
a mess, man. There's nothing. Everything's a mess. He just can't do
that. He's got the opposite of the Midas touch.
Right. Like,
he touches something and it falls to garbage.
What could be more simple than, you know,
speaking
sort of
to,
like,
children?
Right. Well, and like, you know, I mean, this is like kind of almost Americana. You're going to the Boy Scout Jamboree and you're president of the United States and you go and you say,
this one's a slam dunk.
Right. I know.
You don't have to do shit.
Right.
Show up and be like, yay, America. Yay, Scouts.
And leave
do the camping and be responsible and always be prepared. Peace out. That's all you have to do.
15 minutes of not making it about you. I mean, that's all it had to be. 15 minutes.
You are asking a lot.
I know.
Of that
and that's
president.
What's crazy. And that's what's making me so damn nuts is that, you know, it just.
I'm trying to find the exact quote that was completely horrifying. I can't find it exactly. I mean, in the span here, we can find it. But it was the part about how, you know, he sold his company, bought a yacht, where he's telling the story about the friend. And he's like, he bought a yacht for a very interesting life.
Yeah. We called it the USS Bangin', you know what I'm saying?
It was disgusting. It was just all about, like, it was yet another message to young boys and young men that, like, you know what? It's all about getting money and getting laid.
Yeah. No, here it is. He said, as I pulled it, it's in the column that I wrote. He said, I just lost it. Damn it. Where'd he go? Hold on.
Quick, make a noise. People are listening. They're counting on us.
Dead air. Okay, say something. Oh, my phone just froze up. Thanks a lot. This is it's the government doing this. I've been hacked. It's the Russians.
Oh,
they
boy.
Froze my phone.
We're getting tinfoil hat-ish around here.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, I'll have it in a minute, I swear to God. But,
well, okay, wait. Now my phone is freezing.
Yeah,
hold up.
See,
what's
I told
happening?
You. We've been, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live cyber attack on Magoof and Upkeon
Politics. Unfairly being targeted. To me, it was just an infuriating. I think there's, right, like, all patriarchy in all forms fucks over everyone, not just women. It fucks over men too, because it makes it like, if you have emotions, then you're being feminine, and feminine is the worst thing you can call a dude. Mm-hmm. And so emotions and being emotional and sweet and warm, that's somehow not welcome. And it's about aggression and ownership of women and collecting and hoarding money and not being a helpful, fucking conscious, thoughtful citizen. So more of that message is, but that's what he delivered with that stupid yacht story. And that's so infuriating, because it makes it about this, like, this is guys, this is the best you can, like, this is what you should aspire to.
Right.
A yacht full of women that you can just bone at your leisure. That's right. Disgusting.
As opposed to boning the women, not the yacht, by the way. Just
you can bone whatever you want.
When you get
whatever.
That kind of money, kid, do whatever you want.
Right.
Fuck a yacht. I don't care.
Gross. Well, I don't even know where you would bone a yacht. I mean, you've got to gas it up. There's a little port on the side.
There you go. Right.
Eech,
stay
anyway.
Away from the... Steer clear of the propeller, kid. I found the quote. He said he told the kids about a rich friend of his. Quote, sold his company for a tremendous amount of money, and he went out and bought a big yacht, and he had a very interesting life. I won't go on any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he did. Should I tell you? You're Boy Scouts, but you know life. Shut the fuck up. Seriously? These are kids, man. I mean, you're the president of the United States of America.
Can you not talk about your penis
for
10 minutes?
Talking to the Boy Scouts. A lot of them not even... I mean, I don't know what the age range is exactly. They're young. I mean, these are not... I mean, some of them are older, you know, teen, but others are way before teen. I mean, come on. I mean,
a lot join, and then, like, very few make it to high school.
Right, exactly.
As Boy Scouts.
Exactly. I mean, you just don't do that.
It's just that, like, gross, heteronormative, like, if you're a dude, hey, if you got a penis, then clearly what you need is to dominate wealth and vaginas. Like, that is the message, and it is disgusting, and it is rape culture, and I don't like it, and I don't know any woman that benefits from it. I don't know. I mean, the only men that benefit from shit like that are, you know, predatory, disgusting scumbags like that.
Yeah.
I'll say it to his face.
I don't care. I know he listens.
He's listener number 11. Wouldn't that be some shit?
Right, but then...
We would have been escorted.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Of all premises and probably put in jail by now, if in fact he listened.
Drones up the nose or something like that.
Yeah, word.
But, yeah, and then, you know, that was, you know, what, yesterday or something, and then today...
That already feels like 7 years ago.
And then... Today, I want to talk about the Ohio rally, which just is sort of like bookended by crazy Boy Scout talk. And then today he tweets that he's banning transgender people from the military.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Wait, what?
And apparently the Department of Defense was like, what? Because they didn't know.
Again, it is not only are his, I'm going to air quote, radio air quote means you got to announce it. Not only are his policies completely fucked up, but his... rollout. I mean, there is a way that a good leader of any sort can get people on board with an idea. Like, I'm not saying something shitty like that, but like, your boss can unveil something and kind of sell it, or at least try to sell it.
Yeah.
But he didn't even try. He just he's a bull in a china shop.
It came out of nowhere. There wasn't even...
And even the people have to enforce the shit. He did this with the travel ban. People that have to enforce the shit are like, well, I'm sorry, what?
Well, no, and then, like, you know, 30 lawsuits popped up instantly over that. I mean, you know, the huge questions of whether you can actually do that or not. And it's just... I actually have a theory about...
Tell me.
All of this stuff. I'm sidetracking from the trans issue, which we should talk about more.
We'll get back to it.
But... Something weird is happening right now.
No shit, Hupke. Yeah. No shit. Thanks, Captain Obvious. You're a lifesaver.
Maybe that should be the name of our podcast.
I don't mean to be weird here, but I think something weird is going
on. Something just doesn't feel right.
Or wait, second idea. We call it No Shit, Hupke.
Yeah, there you go. That would work too. That would be very appropriate.
Oh, good.
No, but the Boy Scouts thing was weird, obviously.
Yes.
The stuff with Jeff Sessions, which we haven't even brought up yet, where he is basically publicly attacking and really publicly humiliating the Attorney General. And I don't like Jeff Sessions at all, but at the same time, what he's doing to him is...
It's weird.
It's weird, right. Yeah. See? I told you it was weird. It's weird.
We need a new word.
So this stuff is strange, and then he pops his trans stuff out. And then also, just shortly following the trans stuff, he sends a tweet... saying that in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
And he's never really gone down the religious path.
No. So I think this is like huge red meat stuff for the base. I think something massive is coming, and he knows it. I think there's something about to happen. Some story is about to break or something, because this stuff is really...
P-tapes!
Yeah,
P-tapes!
That's exactly what I hope. But, I mean, honestly, like, this stuff... None of this was sort of on the agenda. I mean, the session stuff was boiling. That's one
thing.
That's
not a bad theory, Hupke.
But the
usually, like, conspiracy shit, I'm like, meh. No, that's a pretty good theory.
Well, and it tracks, too.
It
does
track.
In the past, he's done this. He's rattled the cage like this before when they were about to be, when he knew bad news was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, he's doing more than rattling. I mean, these are massive, you know, things that he's doing right here. They're very sort of shocking.
So what do you think the nature of the news is?
I would assume it involves a Russian investigation, which would also explain some of his frustration with Sessions. The Sessions stuff has been boiling a little bit.
A little bit.
But it's suddenly boiled over, and it's gotten batshit.
And his MO is often, like, preemptively discrediting someone who's going to come out with something against him.
Yeah. And in this case, he's trying to solidify his base by giving them, get the trans people out of the military, check. I tweeted something about how we worship God, not government, even though I'm president of the United States and their separation of church and state. Done. I spoke mean about immigrants at the Ohio rally and called them animals and said all kinds of absolute nutter stuff. Done. Check. And so, I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me like they're, you know, he's bonkers, but often he's bonkers. I'm not trying to say he's smart and strategic, but
the
bonkers flows with things that are going to impact him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They ebb and flow, or I guess rise and fall is a better word. Rise and fall with the things that are happening. I don't know, just speculation. And you know me, I don't like to do conspiracy theory stuff a lot, but it just seems weird. This just, again, it seems weird. Like all of this stuff is just wacko, more wacko than usual. And so I feel like this is perhaps foreshadowing something that may be coming up here. Who knows?
Well, that'll just be good.
Fun. Yeah.
We will continue another week then. That's exciting. Anytime
yes.
there's news, that means we get to talk into microphones.
Bought ourselves a little more time.
Bought ourselves another week for you 11 listeners out there.
But the
so the lead sidebar that the lead on the CNN politics story about Trump and Sessions is delightful. It says the one-sided feud between President Donald Trump and his attorney general persisted Wednesday, even as a battered Jeff Sessions trudged ahead with his Justice Department duties. The one-sided feud is gold right there.
That is. That really is. And that's what it is. Sessions isn't saying anything. And frankly, Sessions...
He's been deposited at the White House by a black SUV, according to CNN.
See, this is interesting because... You know, the senators, the GOP senators especially, also some people in the House, too, but that really like him.
Mm-hmm.
The other people that really like him are the alt-right and Bannon and all of these people because he honestly, I mean, Sessions is really the one who outright wants to get all the brown people out of here and, you know, wants to restrict voting rights and do all these kinds of things. I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
Whereas Trump is just this sort of, you know... flitting around from subject to subject, totally concerned about himself.
Sessions is like an OG for real racist.
Right. And so...
None of that like thinly veiled racist like Trump.
Yeah. So they're not happy. Even Breitbart was squawking at Trump over this, saying like, he shouldn't be doing this. And, you know, you've got a lot of...
Don't malign our brother.
Yeah. Fuck. So it's interesting because there will come a point, I still think, when the upside of Trump... to the Republicans
mm-hmm.
is outweighed by the downside. And you know, Sessions, he's really pushing back. And Sessions, look, I mean, Sessions has had a long career in politics,
sure.
And he is somebody who, whether you like him or not, and I'm not saying I respect him, but he is respected in the Senate. You know, he's been around a long time. Same with, you know, other people who I may have massive ideological disagreements with, but they're people who have been there and have worked
stuck
for years.
Around a long time doing the job of politicking.
Yeah, that doesn't make me a Jeff Sessions fanboy. It just means that I... it just
a
means
fanboy.
That...
fanboy, you got his little, like...
Yeah, right. But it, you know...
Keebler elf ass poster up there.
He carries weight. And so it's interesting, because, you know... Because the Senate, a lot of the senators are like, what you're doing is
super fucked up, bro.
Right. You got to stop doing it. You're dragging your own AG.
Yeah.
mercilessly here. And frankly, and what's funny too is that really he's dragging him over like the one thing Sessions has done that was right, which was to recuse himself. It's crazy.
But your conspiracy theory is an interesting one.
It is.
So what do you think? What do you think the bomb is?
I don't know. I think the Washington Post or the New York Times probably have a story coming, because usually they'll get a heads up because they try to get a comment.
Yeah.
And that's when Trump starts to flake out even more, and then something comes. So I wouldn't be surprised if by maybe Friday or something there isn't some kind of a big report. And I, again, the big thing out there is the Russia investigation. So there may be something else is going to happen.
But what would the transgender comment and whatever agenda, the God comment, like what would all that
just cement his base, just make them, you know, prep them. I mean, so if something bad's coming, he's got them riled up and happy with him. And so maybe they'll ignore whatever happens. Because honestly,
I think it might be something else besides Russia, unless it's the blessed holy pee tape. Can't wait.
We can only hope. What else do you think it could be? You know, things are getting deep into his finances here. Dude is very likely mobbed up to the teeth, I think. So who knows what's
right
out there.
I think there's something. I think there's like more contentious turns coming with healthcare. And I think there's his financial picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights just flickered in the studio.
There it is.
Great.
Coming for us.
So I think it's, I don't know. I think there's, it's hard to say. I mean, we've been wrong about goddamn everything.
Yeah, right.
It's so bizarre.
He could also just be a really crazy
jerk. He could just really have to fart. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, right. Like, anything could be motivating this guy.
He lost a game of Yahtzee the other night to
Yahtzee reminds me of yachts, where the boning happens.
Yeah, exactly.
See? Right. Anything.
Sail with me to
I mean, I think that's a pretty good theory, though, that it's another beat of something that's already.
Yeah, well, we'll find out quick enough anyway. But we
just need to carry like Comrex devices with us and have a show every day, Rex, because we can really, if we had a show twice a day, we could still maybe get it all covered.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. If we had like a 10 in the morning and like a 10 at night, we could maybe cover all the shit. Not that I'm trying to work those hours. But
yeah, seriously. But that's, you're right. I mean, it is, the speed is astonishing.
Astonishing.
Like I said, I wrote the column that I wound at 11 o'clock last night. I changed gears. I write a completely different column, which was about the Ohio rally comments, mm-hmm. calling immigrants animals, the Boy Scouts, and the treatment of Jeff Sessions.
Right.
By 9 a.m. when the column is edited and put online, the trans stuff has happened.
Yeah, start over.
That's staggering speed.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. Like, and it didn't negate the column, but still, it's, you know, all of a sudden, the atrocities I'm complaining about have been, you know, set aside because another thing has
passed. Well, that's exactly what keeps happening. Mm-hmm. Is like, we can't see an atrocity through to the end because a new atrocity has happened.
Yeah, and then it just sort of overcomes the other one and stuff. And this transgender thing is horrible. I mean, you know, pause for a moment to like acknowledge our, you know, friends and just fellow humans in the transgender community who are getting, not just people serving in the military, but this is just a slap in the face for an entire community in this country and even globally, because we mm-hmm. technically are supposed to be setting an example for the world. And it makes me absolutely sick. I mean, it is so ridiculous. It's pinned on nothing. It's just like, it's unnecessary. And it's just mean, period.
And I'm so tired of my generals.
Yeah.
His weird little ownershipy. That is the move of a desperate small man grabbing for more power. My generals,
right?
Like, even if you were like, I think it's even douchey. One time I worked with someone who I said, I heard her say my staff, and I was like,
yeah, that does sound weird.
God, you're a douche. Why are you such a douche?
Yeah.
Like, say my team or like some, like, just say their goddamn name. How about
that?
Like,
right.
You know, because she was speaking in the building. So it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So my generals is just like, how small is your dick that you have to say shit like that? I mean, it's the weirdest. I have there are man children everywhere. Right? It's hard not to run into one once in a lifetime or once in a while. But this is like king of the man children.
It really is. Yeah.
My generals. It is terrible. So after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow. Accept or allow is a fucked up thing to say. Transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. First of all, that might be the first time he's ever ended a tweet with thank you.
Yeah.
So who wrote that shit?
Yeah. Bannon. The cost thing is such nonsense. I just pulled this up. It's the cost of trans care in the military is estimated at about the cost of medical care for transgender people in the military, $8.4 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money the military spends on erectile dysfunction medicine, $84.2 million a year.
Okay.
So that is 10 times being the amount
on boner pills.
On boner pills, right. So
and a boner pill is not medically necessary,
correct,
per se, unless you are actively in infertility treatment.
Or you're battling with your erect penis. Then I don't know what we do out there.
Unless you are specifically like suffering from erectile dysfunction and trying like under the care of a fertility specialist, go fuck yourself with your boner pill.
We have an elite squad. An elite squad that just charged forward with their penises that you don't know.
Jesus Christ. What is it? $84 million on boner pills?
Yeah, and $8.4 million. These are estimates on $8.4 million.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
I know. It's crazy.
Fuck out of here with
that.
So
it's like, you know what? If that's... Why make that argument when you know it's nonsense?
Why even put that on the
right
table when it's going to be squashed?
Right. Just say, you know what? Just be honest. Like, well, we don't...
Just straight up say like... I'm a bigot and I'm not into that. And this is what I like. Just say, own it, fucker.
And also the problem in what you read from his tweets is that he says, any capacity in them. So this isn't just like,
that's like a
line
civilian with a military job.
Sure.
Potentially.
Yeah. Or even just in doctors, nurses. I mean, any capacity in the military, that's a big deal. You're literally talking about purging the entire military of all out transgender people. And that, come on, man. I mean, I believe the estimate is around 15,000, active duty soldiers. And you've got, all kinds of people who, with military background, former generals and people like that saying like, no, you don't, you don't have to do that. And so, and that's
so today in fascism, that's what we have.
Even beyond the fact,
it's
just
so fucked.
It kills
it's
me because
so
I have known, and I have interviewed and spoken to and known many people who are transgender, and they're already dealing with so much crap that they shouldn't be dealing with in the first place. They're dealing with crap because they want to be who they are.
Right.
Right. And now, the president of the United States is now saying, if you want to volunteer to
give your life
to
potentially
give your life for this country,
I don't want it.
Don't want it, right, Mr. Bonespur? I mean, come on. I mean, like this dude never served anything,
right?
And neither did I. I mean, frankly, look, I don't have the courage. I never did have the courage.
I didn't volunteer
to serve
for shit.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody that does that has my utmost respect, and as far as their patriotism, their willingness to put their ass on the line for this country, way more than me.
Yeah.
And sure as hell way more than the president right now. And so that is frustrating.
Yeah. My dad is a combat veteran, and he has said to me, because he has some health issues that are a result of combat decades ago. And he one time said something to me like, I left for Southeast Asia not wanting to, but prepared to give my life if I needed to, if that's what it took. And in some ways I did, and I've just had some bonus time. like, because he's ill now, yeah, you know, he's had some issues. So it's like, he still has that mindset that it was like, but that's okay. I have these issues and that's okay because I served.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he still has that, and he's not alone in that. There's a lot of veterans out. If you've ever spent any time in a VA hospital or medical facility, you will know that there is like a very proud hierarchy of anti-suffering. Like, guys still around from World War II are like, that guy was in Korea, pay attention to him. Guys from Korea are like, that guy's from Vietnam, pay attention to him. And then it keeps getting passed down, but they all agree, like, the guy's coming back right now, war is different and it's worse, pay attention to that guy.
Right.
Like, you can be dying and you'll still be like, oh, you know, that guy's younger, worry about him.
Yeah.
And there's this like quiet suffering that I don't, there are veterans that regret it, but not many. Like, for the most part, a lot of them are like, I'd do it again.
Right.
Like, even with this outcome that I'm having now. So if someone is willing to, you know, we say sacrifice your life, and we usually think of like getting shot or something like that. But there's many ways to sacrifice your life, and that can just be like you're ill for all of your golden years.
Or look at the young women and men that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan without any physical injury, but
major psychological and emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's horrible. I mean, it is absolutely horrible. And we owe them, you know, the biggest, whether we, you know, wanted them there or not, doesn't matter. I mean, we owe them
that you were willing to go.
Yeah. And because they were willing to go for the country, not for themselves. I mean, nobody does that because,
well,
you know,
I think we should like add the point that for a long time, the military has been a rather racist and classist recruiting machine.
Yeah.
And they've tailored their ads to certain, you know, communities to speak language, to intentionally manipulate, as all ads do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, kind of preying upon an idea of serving your community better or differently, you know, and some people have joined the military because they really didn't have an economic or didn't feel
true.
Like they had an economic choice. But nonetheless, like, you know,
regardless of the motivation, if
you jump in front of a weapon, I don't care what your genitals are and how you identify, and I don't care who you have sex with.
Yeah,
you are willing to risk injury for the rest of us.
Yeah, and that's about
fine.
It, right,
like that's all that I don't care. I mean, none of the other parts of that matter.
Yeah,
and I have friends that are transgender. And one in particular, I said to her not that long ago, she was kind of going through a rough time. And I said, I admire you so much because you have had to fight so much harder than the rest of us just to be who you are. And that process didn't even start until like late 30s, early 40s. So it's like you kept a terrible burden, you know, for years and years, and you didn't even start the process of becoming your true and full self and living your true and full life until you're 40. Like, that's a big deal. That's more than most people have to do. And I can't imagine. And I really, really hate seeing that particular community targeted when like they already like trans women already face such high homicide and high violence and to just, this is just adding insult to injury. This is disgusting and terrible. And it's really, I mean, what the message is, your life is not worth laying down for, right? Like, it's not worth you serving this country.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's the message that only like straight white dudes are allowed to serve the country? And that's only like, that's gross. That's fucked up and terrible and shitty. And again, it's like all these steps that make, I mean, I was ranting about this in a previous rant about how the state of healthcare and the hypocrisy of it makes it hard to believe that I am welcome here as a woman other than my shell and my potential to breed. Like, that's, you know, I mean, he makes it sound like that. And here's another example of him kind of marginalizing, like, and this group is also not welcome here. And, you know, it's fucked up. It's all fucked up.
It is, and it's, yeah, like you said, though, I it's also just wholly unnecessary. Please direct me to the specific examples of where this has been an issue for the military. Okay? And even then, I don't believe that there is any issue that couldn't be properly worked with and dealt with. I mean, the point is...
You want to deal with some widespread shit in the military, why don't you deal with sexual assault and very questionable OBGYN practices as a result after sexual assaults and discouraging them from being reported? You want to deal with some widespread shit in the military, start there.
Yeah, exactly. This is a... it seems to be I wouldn't call it a solution. It's just mean spirited. That's all it is. And look, and it's also a blatant toss to super conservative, religious people who find this bad. And that's it. I mean, that's all it is. It's just this, there is not a motivating factor. The money is nonsense. The fact that it's somehow disruptive is nonsense.
Nonsense.
And it's really shameful because you are not just you're trying to score a political point, and you're doing it on the backs of people who are already burdened and who need our love and support and acceptance, period. And that's it. Because all they're trying to do
is be themselves,
is be human beings. I mean, that's it.
That's
period.
It. That's it. Just like what we all want. Is
right.
I want to just be the fullest version of myself.
Yep,
that's
exactly
what we all want.
Yeah. And you are.
And that's what we should all want for our kids and nieces and nephews and all the young people that we know. Like, I don't need you to be just like me. I just need you to be the fullest version of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's so shameful. Shameful is the perfect word for it, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's going to backfire because, I mean, look at what happened. Look at the states that have taken up the quote unquote bathroom laws. And stuff. I mean, they've been demolished by, corporations, businesses, and stuff like that.
Good.
And so this is not a decision made for the military. This is not for the betterment of the military. This is not a decision made for the betterment of the country. This is a decision made to suck up to a relatively small demographic in this country that can't deal with the fact that our world is changing. And
I don't even, and when we say the world is changing, I think the world is getting, in a way, to me, changing means has become safer.
Yeah.
People are like, I didn't know anyone who was gay when I was growing up. Yeah, you did. They were just afraid for their fucking lives to come out to your bigoted ass.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean. You're right.
No, I know what you meant.
No, I know you did. But you're right. That should have been more specific, though, because that's a good point. I mean, changing. Not in that there are suddenly transgender people.
An opening world.
Right, a world that is moving beyond, its sort of stifled puritanical-ish stuff. Right, thank you. That's a perfect word.
It's evolving.
Yeah.
Although today, I feel like it regressed.
Devolved slightly?
It digressed like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I feel awful.
And, I do
too. And what do you, as a non-transgender person, you kind of don't know even what to say,
right.
I just feel crappy about it, and it just sucks. And all I can say, and all I think many allies and can say, is just that, we're here and we are in much larger number than anybody who's going to disagree with, or anybody who's going to agree with what happened today. So,
what if we all printed out a copy of the trans flag and everybody, we just papered the whole city with them.
Wow.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. You got a chopper? We could drop them from a chopper?
It's in the shop right now. My helicopter is not. No, because then some asshole would bitch about littering. And that usually is me bitching about littering, but I remember after the Women's March, which I was at Grant Park and it was very clean.
Yeah.
I stood there with a colleague talking about how clean it was, and I remember some asshole tweeted a picture of a garbage can and was like, you dumb bitches can't even, clean up the earth. And I was like, because they put trash in a trash receptacle, you dumbass. Reel it in, guy.
Look at all this water you spilled in that lake over there. It looks ridiculous. Slobs.
Dumbass bitch putting trash in the trash can. Jesus Christ.
Everything's great.
the elephants that got swept out got rescued. Did you see that?
No.
I'm making a point to follow a few more cute animal, you know, accounts on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just so I don't run screaming out the door at any point. And there were these two elephants that got like swept out in a current and they got rescued.
Oh, good. Yeah. Nice.
There was also a video of a dog who saw a little fawn drowning and the dog went in and got him.
Oh,
and
nice.
He was all right. And he nudged him and barked at him until he started wiggling. See?
Yeah.
See?
Good thing so.
The animals know what the fuck. The rest of us are fucking it up.
The animals are awesome. Yeah, they totally know what's going on. They must be looking at us and just kind of being like, oh, man.
Boy, you guys are dumbasses.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're making it way hotter in here.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're fucking things up.
Yeah.
And you're all very stupid.
I'm going to go over there and poop on your lawn.
So I'm going to go pee on your stuff. Yes. Bye. And claw up your stuff. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Jeff Sessions. Good Lord.
I know. We didn't even get to him.
There's a lot. This was too much. It's always too much, but this was really too... Like, we've had a powerhouse, you know, kind of beginning of the week here.
Yeah. And if they could lay off, that'd be great, because I got a lot of shit to do this week, and I can't be looking at Twitter all day.
Seriously. No, I think that... it's just, again, it's the nonstop barrage, and I simply don't know. It doesn't feel sustainable. It hasn't felt sustainable since from the get go. But
no.
It's only 6 months in, and I just feel like everybody's like,
Well, we said that the week after the election, like we can't keep this up.
Yeah.
We said it, and then we said it again after the. See, I'm yawning. I'm so bored of this shit. We said it again after the inauguration. Like, we can't keep this up. Can't do it. Done here. I'm still mad about the boner pill number. I'm mad about that.
That's crazy.
$84 million on boner pills.
Yeah.
I got to look up this data and write an op-ed or something.
How do they have time with all the banging they're doing?
How do you have time to go get this military victory with all the hard-ons going on
seriously.
If you're spending $84 million on boner pills?
They must be all hanging out on that banging yacht. Boning yacht. The SS.
Yes, says Boneyard.
Yes. One-way cruise to Bone Town. Come
terrible.
On.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Weird stuff.
So in summation, the Boy Scouts have been indoctrinated into the oppressive patriarchy that ruins men and women. Some shit's about to get real in the Sessions v. Trump feud. And whatever. Fuck everything he said this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
In summation.
Let's fast forward.
What an idiot.
Right? Everybody, I suggest everyone move on to next week and keep your fingers crossed.
No, I think you're right. I think there's, I could buy that. I mean, the tension feels right, like it's felt every time a big, big bombshell has happened.
Yeah, yeah. Something's in the
great.
Way. And also, it's been a little, there hasn't been any, you know, if you look at the Times and the Washington Post, which are both, I use them because they're, the most aggressive. A lot of other people are doing really good work too, of course, but ProPublica has done good stuff and Politico
great
has done
stuff.
Some good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But those two are kind of been the big swingers and, you know, they've had a couple of scoops lately and everything, but there hasn't been a real, you know,
bum, bum, bum.
So you almost wonder if perhaps, I don't know, who knows?
About to get real.
I am, as you noted, literally wrong about everything. So
we have miscalled everything.
It's a wonder I'm talking into the right end of the microphone right now.
So, is this plugged in? All of it is a wonder every day.
I hope you enjoyed our cast pod.
Right. And other thing we did not talk about is how Hawaii has started having conversations about being fired upon from North Korea.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
There's like an emergency siren that has been quiet since the very end, I mean, end of Cold War and era. And that has been rehashed. And there's some education going on right now about is the siren you will hear and it will be tested. And at which point you should not, you have no time. There was one in particular that was like, you will not have time to collect your children from school. You will need to go indoors and wait for instructions.
Jeez.
Because that's not menacing and horrifying at all.
No.
Good times, people. Good times.
Not to make light of Hawaii's impending doom, but there was a news story and the headline was something like, you know, officials fear North Korea is working on a missile that could... is working on a missile that could reach the U.S. within a year. And somebody retweeted and said, man, that's a slow missile. I was like, that's just comedy, right? That's perfect. Like, that's just a
well
great...
Done.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny because we're all going to die. But what you gonna do?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I alluded to this last podcast, and I can like officially say now.
This is exciting. I wish I had a drum roll sound.
I know. I am going to be doing a tandem skydive with the U.S. Army Golden Knights, which means that I will be tied to the, I don't know, chest or waist or something of a total stranger, and I'll be leaping from, I think, 2 or 2.5 miles in the air with him and hurling towards the earth. That is happening on the morning of August the 8th.
Donald Trump has actually made Amy Guth so upset she's going to jump out of an airplane. That's what's happened here.
I am very nervous about it. Afraid is too strong a word. I'm not afraid. I am very nervous about it, though.
I don't blame you, man. I would, I mean, Godspeed, et cetera, but that terrifies me. I could never do that. Like, my hands start to sweat just thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of videos of the Golden Knights doing this jump on YouTube. There's one with Vince Vaughn they did a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And they put a camera in his face in the plane before the jump. They're like, how you doing? Any final words? And he's like, nope, everything's cool. But he looks so terrified. He just looks like, fuck this.
Yeah.
So much. So I was like, maybe I'll, you know, live stream it or something. And apparently, you know, that's not wise in case there's a fatality. But I'd like to say on the record, you were in charge of my obituary, Hupke.
Woohoo!
So you're going to need to subtract a couple of years off that date of birth and, or not the date, but the age, and find a really flattering photo off of my Instagram.
She died as she lived.
Awesomely.
Falling from an airplane.
Being awesome. Tied to a stranger. Wait.
Yes, what?
So I will be, it's like starts at 7:30 in the morning, and then I have like an hour of some kind of training. Which, like, look, if shit goes south in the air, the guy that I'm tied to will be in charge. Yeah. I'm not doing shit. Right, yeah. I'm going to be screaming.
I am literally a piece of meat flying through the air.
And actually, it's better that it's a tandem jump because I'm going to work off of the assumption that he, too, does not want to die.
Yes.
Because if it was just me, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I think that's a reasonable assumption. I did say, and I think I said this to you before, that if you're going to do it, this is the way to do it, because you're with what sound like the most qualified and, you know, capable people possible, as opposed to, like, you know, going out to the far off suburbs to, like, Nathan's Airfield, where he's like, come on, I'll take you up.
Right. This is JR. He's got him an airplane. Sometimes we do crop dusting.
Just yank on that lever when we do, after we kick you out.
You're ready to jump. Just go. Okay.
So that's good.
Ma done stitched up the parachute real nice. What?
Don't mind the blood stains.
Aim that way. The crick done riz. Oh, my God. Guys, we've both lived in the South. It's fine. We can do this. We're talking about our own people. Yeah. So,
yes, let's make for an interesting report.
This is the the Golden Knights U.S. Army unit. And they're the guys that do, like, all the tricks where they attach, like, colored smoke things to their ankles and wrists and do all the, like,
that's cool.
Circles in the air. And it looks like cool, I don't know, American flags and shit. I don't know what they do with the smoke.
They make designs.
They bedazzle the earth is what they do with the bedazzle the sky. So that's a thing I'm going to do. I will meet the person I'm going to be attached to like 20 minutes prior to jumping out of a plane with him.
Wow. It's like speed dating.
I know. And so I've been emailing with the PR guy the guy that invited me to participate in this. And I kind of made a joke to him, like, just someone, because he was like, they needed to know, like, a lot of medical history. And you know, like, is there anything that can get that will go wrong with you? Like, do you have epilepsy or, you know, anything like that, that we would need to know about potentially in the air? And they wanted like height and weight and things like that. And I was like, this is my height. This is my weight. This is my age. Da-da-da. Just, you know, like, pair me with like the biggest dude who wouldn't mind screaming and swearing and possibly a little bit of urine.
Yes.
Like, pick that guy. I would like to jump with him.
Mild terror flatulence.
Well, I was talking with my friend last night who has done this recently, and she threw up midair.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Like, as she's coming down.
Yes.
Oh, see, that would be so hard. Like, how do you... I mean,
she said it was the most... quote, the most satisfying barf of my life. I don't know why. I didn't really question that.
I don't know either. I would find that just because it seems like it would be hard to get it. Well, anyway, that's weird. Well, you know.
So that's a thing that's coming up. This could be my second to last podcast ever.
That'll be interesting. We're going to have an interesting report on that.
And I have a feeling since we record here on Wednesdays, I have a feeling, and that'll be a Tuesday, that like I will still be awake and like,
yeah.
Oh my God, here's the thing that happened. And then this one time, then I was like this. So I'm just going to sound like a raging cokehead on the 9th when I'm in here.
I hope they don't try to give you boner pills before.
What happened if a chick took
They just have a bowl of them sitting around. Here,
take that.
It'll take the edge off.
They've said interesting stuff like, okay, you can't have any alcohol 24 hours because they don't want you to show up hungover or drunk. I get that. Like, no scuba diving 24 or maybe 48 hours prior because they don't want you to get the bends. I get that. And they were like, make sure you're not pregnant. Like, okay, fair enough. But specifically, just the other day, there was a communication that said, like, do whatever your normal routine is in the morning. So if you normally eat in the morning, please do so. Hell no. Hell no am I going to eat breakfast and then be like, let's jump out of a plane, because I will throw up all over that poor man to which I am tethered.
Oh, that's right. Dude would get in he'd be in the splash zone.
I don't think he would. I think my own face would be in the splash zone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It depends on when you do it, though. Because I was talking to a friend of mine who's also done this, and he said when you're free-falling, your mind is not registering. Falling, it's registering. More like flying, and I'm not sure what that distinction is exactly. I'll let you know after the 8th. He said where he flipped out was once the parachute was open. He was like, oh, shit, I'm really up high. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Like he said, he kind of freaked out.
Can I go back up?
Help. My other friend who has done this, because I'm interviewing everyone, I know who's done this. She said that as soon as the door of the aircraft came open, her mind was like, no.
Why is the door open?
Like she said, she turned into like a toddler who doesn't want to go to, like, doesn't want to leave, doesn't want to get in the car. You just like press your body against everything else.
I am not going.
But apparently they take that option away from you. So some of them, I guess, will, you are the person you're tethered to because you're like spoons. You're in front of him.
Okay.
And he'll just like back out. So you don't have the option of stopping, because if you try to stop yourself, you could injure both of you. Mm-hmm. Some are like, I think you pick up your feet, and he's just going to run and do it. You don't have a choice. But it's like you don't get to decide when to jump. He does. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Just know that I'm going to be screaming holy shit the entire way down.
My first problem, honestly, would be that as soon as we took off, I would have to pee. Like, sorry, excuse me, is there a bathroom on Like, you just peed before we left. I know, I have to pee again.
I gotta go. No.
And then I wouldn't be able to stop thinking about that the entire time.
Yeah. What I don't yet know is how long does it take from when you exit the aircraft to when your ass is back on the ground?
Hopefully a decent amount of time.
Right.
You don't want it to be too fast.
Don't need to rush that. Now, my friend was skydiving and like to get over a terrible divorce. Her parachute did not open. Oh. She had done several, so it was like one of her first solo jumps. The parachute did not open, and she somehow, like, I guess there's like a little chute that sort of opens quickly, and then your big parachute. So she wasn't just in complete free fall, but it wasn't enough to stop her. Somehow she hit a little patch of trees, and relatively unscathed.
Like, oh, it never opened.
No.
Oh my God.
No, no. Oof. So she broke her leg in a couple places and her hip or something, but like in the grand scheme of things, wasn't a fucking pancake. So there's that. And she went to the ER, and this was all to be like, fuck it, fuck my, you know, ex-husband who's a dick and all this. It was really this exercise in just fuck it. And she married the ER physician.
Oh, really? Oh, that's hilarious.
She's like, I opened my eyes and there was this hot guy cutting my clothes off. And I married him.
This may be a weird time to ask, but are you seeing anyone?
Hey, what's up? I couldn't help but notice you were cutting my clothing off to stop the bleeding from the bone sticking out of my leg. What's up? Hey. Yes.
I saw you checking out my mangled body.
As you can see, I didn't bother shaving my legs today because I was jumping out of a plane. What's up, player? Right. That's probably exactly how it went.
Nice. I got to feel like the ex-husband felt a certain amount of satisfaction from that. Yeah. Thanks for your little fuck you jump wound it up nice, huh?
Yeah. How'd that work out? Right. Poor woman.
Thanks.
But anyway.
Glad she's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited. We here in Guth & Hupke on politics.
At Guth & Hupke Limited.
Universe here.
Right.
Yes.
We got to roll. We got to get out of here. Oh, yeah. We've talked far too long. The quarters that we put in the microphone to make them go are about to run out. Anyway, so we'll see you next time for what I hope is not the very last Guth & Hupke on politics. But if it is, I hope it continues as the Amy Guth Memorial Show.
Yes.
Hosted by Rex Hupke.
We'll start each episode with a womp womp.
And that like Sarah McLachlan song that makes me give money to the puppies. That song. That'd be good.
But I will.
Don't do it.
Anyway.
No.
Oh, not that one?
The other one. Okay. And remember my one request. Don't say Amy Guth passed away.
Passed away.
Dead. She died. None of this passed away shit.
Amy Guth splattered to the ground.
Met an untimely end. That's okay. But dead, not passed away.
Many pieces. We refer to them as Amy's Guth.
And if anybody says has gone to a better place, I will figure out how to haunt you, and I will make it very difficult for you until you exorcise the poltergeist. So there's that.
The poltergoof.
Poltergoof. I love it. Say that three times, and I'll do some weird shit. All right, then, on that very uplifting note, this has been Guth and Poltergoof and Hupke on politics, and we will see you next time.